Penguin presents Landmarks by Robert McFarlane. Read by Roy McMillan.
Green bow-shaped area of moor, grass or moss, formed by the winding of a stream. Cúchan, slender moor stream.
Where lies your landmark, sea mark or soul star? Gerard Manley Hopkins, 1886. Scholars, I plead with you, where are your dictionaries of the wind, the grasses? Norman McCaig, 1983.
Fay, watercourse, running through peat, often dry in summer, the form of which resembles veins.
Chapter 1. The Word Hoard. This is a book about the power of language. Strong style, single words, to shape our sense of place. It's a field guide to literature I love, and it's a word hoard of the astonishing lexis for landscape that exists in the comprision of islands, rivers, strands, fells, lochs, cities, towns, corries, hedgerows, fields and edgelands uneasily known as the British Isles. The 10 following chapters explore writing so fierce in its focus that it can change the vision of its readers for good, in both senses. Their 9 glossaries gather thousands of words from dozens of languages and dialects for specific aspects of landscape, nature and weather. The writers collected here come from Essex to the Cairngorms, Connemara to Northumbria, and Suffolk to Surbiton. The words collected here come from Unst to the Lizard, from Pembrokeshire to Norfolk, from Norn and Old English, Anglo-Romani, Cornish, Welsh, Irish, Gaelic, the Orcadian, Shetlandic and Doric dialects of Scots, and numerous...